Absolutely, a very, very, very strong performance. And as you say, Donegal record at 71-40, finishing 42nd in the race. And indeed, just as an indication of comparison, she, you know, was best, and the British girls were all behind her. So, you know, that's always an indication of a performance as well, because they're particularly strong. The race course dominated by East Africans, Ethiopians, Kenyans, and a German girl originally from Ethiopia. So that was the background to it, and it is regarded as the best ever half marathon women's only race ever ran. Six girls running those 62s, 63s, and that doesn't happen very often. So it was along the up in a city called Gdynia, which is pretty near Gdansk, right up in northern Poland. But a very, very, very strong performance. A performance in which she came through the race, really. She came strong as the race progressed. And that in itself is also a big positive. Conditions were good. It was a loop course. And she handled it extremely well. So, you know, for her, it finishes the season. That's her last race on the road that she probably will run of that quality. But, I mean, of any quality, this season 2020, and she's just got to continue to plan and hope that she gets a marathon in the new year, and hope that the Olympic Games go ahead, and hope that she makes the qualifying. So everything's positive in terms of her planning going forward, and she should be really, really encouraged by the performance. She's coached by Colin Roberts from Derry, and that coaching relationship has been good, has been strong, it's been positive over the last year or two. Her previous best was 71.59, Barcelona 2019, I think, from memory. So she'll be pleased with it, and a really good performance, and as you said, only got a record. And indeed, another statistic, second fastest ever by an Ulster athlete. Katrina McKiernan, of course, holds the Ulster record, but it's a big performance. And as I say, repeating myself, but a very, very strong performance.
She'll be looking from the outside, and it's very pleasing, Patsy, the fact that under the present climate, to get races and, I suppose, even training, it's a tough thing to prepare for any event like this.
Well, training's not a problem, because, I mean, just get out the door and hit the road and, you know, get the background work done. You know, that isn't the problem, but there hasn't been races that there wasn't an abundance of races of choice to prepare for this, you know, in the sense that, you know, that world has been limited in Ireland. There hasn't been any really quality races recently, and the same story in England. So all the races that you could go to within England now, and all and flights and everything else, that's a big issue at the moment. So yes, the fact that she took this in out of the blue, her preparation had to be very, very good, and she got it spot on. So yes, she has to be very, very positive and encouraged, and I keep on saying this, encouraged by her performance. And you know, she's just got to, I mean, she has made it very clear her intention is to try and make the Olympic qualifying, and we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But most definitely, this is a very positive performance for the Kenny athlete.